We've been hearing with more and more frequency about unruly passengers becoming aggressive and violent during flights. And just this past week, a passenger punched a Southwest flight attendant in the face during the boarding process. That in mind, here's a policy change you would think should be rethought. United Airlines announced this past week that the company will begin serving hard liquor on flights of at least 301 miles again after halting the service during about just over a year ago now, early stages of the pandemic. Press release said the airline will begin selling its mini bottles of alcohol in economy class on domestic flights, a decision heavily informed by feedback received from both customers and flight attendants. United had begun reintroducing wine and beer sales on, well, some flights in November last year. Last week, the FAA announced fines against 10 violent airline passengers came to a total of $225,287, second biggest announcement of fines for unruly passengers since the agency put into place a no-tolerance policy earlier this year. FAA has seen a pretty huge number of unruly passenger reports and so far this year. As of November 9th, there have been 5,114 reports of unruly passengers, with 3,710 of those being, face mask related. Back in January this year, FAA instituted their zero tolerance policy that's generated a total amount of fines in excess of $1 million. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, they're proposing a ban on to-go alcohol at airports. Do something to cut down the number of unruly passenger incidents on planes. Getting back to unruly passengers, what's equally sad and frightening is the rather sizable number of people who are defending them on social media, saying that, well, they were provoked, or that flight attendants are way too aggressive. They're the ones who are getting exactly what they deserve. Got an idea if that's you. Try that behavior in your workplace and let me know how it works out for you. Because this is not normal behavior that's worthy of any kind of defense. And hostile passengers on a plane, it's not really a new thing either. Quite a few years ago, I was on a Delta flight going from Newark to Los Angeles. It's one of those flights where you had a personal screen in front of you. You could watch TV, a movie, listen to music, check on the flight status, or play games. One of the games was a trivia game. You could play against other passengers. I noticed, kind of fast, that the questions are pretty easy. I mentioned that to a flight attendant, and she said that they had to make the questions easier. When the questions were harder, people would get mad and punch out the video screens. I kid you not.